boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I had to do it yesterday. I had to serve the bet. The bet of wearing clown makeup.
Which you did to yourself.
I did, because here's the thing. I made a bet with Neighbor Man, my boyfriend, that if Taylor Swift announced Reputation at the AMAs, I can continue to clown. I can continue to come up with my own Taylor Swift theories or tell him the Taylor Swift theories I'm seeing on TikTok, I'm seeing on the internet. And if she didn't announce Taylor Swift Reputation at the AMAs, well, then I have to stop. I have to stop clowning for Reputation like I have been the last several years, because we all have been.
Right.
And he's tired of hearing it.
Well, and not only did she not announce it, but the AMAs were a total flop. She didn't win anything.
She wasn't even there.
She didn't show up. They, like, kind of low-key punished her, I saw.
They did.
So you lost.
So we made this bet that if she didn't announce Reputation Taylor's version at the AMAs, I gotta stop clowning around and start putting some clown makeup on. Served that punishment yesterday. And now you get to see it for your own enjoyment.
It is going to be on the Z102.9 Facebook page momentarily. A nice get ready with me from Destiny, getting the clown makeup on. And then even Neighborman's reaction you captured so beautifully.
Let me tell you, I didn't know how hard it was going to be to put clown makeup on.
You didn't do well, I'll say that. No. It looks horrible.
I was, like, looking at, like, Google photos. I'm like, okay, how do they do this? Oh, okay, that's not as easy as I thought it would be. I need to, like, go to clown school.
You must have looked at horror movies. And, like, scary haunted house type clowns pop out at you.
Instead of the nice one.
It's horrifying. If you want to have nightmares tonight, go check it out. It's on Facebook now. You spent this week clowning and painting yourself to be a clown. When it comes to Taylor Swift, thinking that she was going to announce Taylor Swift. Wait, what is it?
Reputation. Jeez. Taylor's version.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I do know, like, a little bit. Okay.
Swifter Duster is what I like to call
you. Yeah. And because you're always talking about it, it does end up on my For You page.
Yeah.
Some of the Easter eggs, some of the clownery, as the Swifties say. And I know you thought, with a lot of other people, she was going to announce Reputation Taylor's version on Monday.
There were so many Easter eggs, Taylor. A redonkulous amount.
Well, I have now, probably because we were talking about it yesterday, last night, my For You page, I saw a lot of people saying, give up on this year, because there was a lot of 26 clues.
That's why people thought Monday was the 26th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking 2026.
My only thought about the only reason I didn't want to think 2026, because I forget what it's called, but she, like, has the rights to own Reputation.
Right.
Or something like that, is, like, up this year. It's like, isn't it?
It's the copyright that she filed for something or other.
It's all legal, too smart schmegal for me. It's, like, up this year. That's why I thought she was going to do it.
Yeah. I also saw something with there's so many number things. You Swifties are too smart for me. She was 26 when she took her year off, I guess, before she dropped Reputation. Remember when she dropped off the face of the earth?
I did not know that.
People now say that this is her quiet year, that you're not going to get anything from her this year. As she's kind of been keeping it low-key as
okay,
is.
Okay, I didn't think about that. Of course she's got to take a year off.
Yeah, the Eras Tour has ended, and I don't think you're going to get anything.
2026. Or what I've also seen is people are saying, you got to wait 26 years.
Oh, yes. Maybe.
And at that point, I'm just waiting 26 years. I might be dead by the time we get Reputation.
You're not that old.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Quick question. Do you ever get scared of robots taking over the world?
You know, only the kinds that are, like, look like humans.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I think of iRobot with Will Smith. You have never seen the movie, have you?
No, but that would probably make my fear.
Don't watch it.
Worse. Can I ruin your day?
Why?
Well.
Did they beat the crap out of a human? They beat the crap out of a human, didn't they?
No, but we're on our way.
Are you serious?
Let me tell you. I fell down a deep, dark pit of a hole last night. I don't think a lot about robots, honestly. AI, ChatGPT, all that. I'm like, cool. That,
don't you dare talk crap about my ChatGPT.
No, that doesn't really cross my mind. But when I think about humanoid robots, I start to feel a little bit sick to my stomach, okay? So there's a Chinese company who held the first ever humanoid robot fighting competition.
Do you think you could beat the crap out of a robot?
You need to look this up because...
No, be serious. Do you think you could?
Well, let me tell you. These robots... No, I don't think I could.
They don't have like, I don't know, parts that you could like pull on. Ears, hair.
Do they have metal. Ears? I mean, like, I've never
punched...
They got
fingertips I could pull on.
Maybe.
They don't got toes I could pull on. I'm trying to think of like realistic, you know.
I've never punched a person, but have you ever seen? No, I haven't. But have you ever seen the fist of somebody who has punched a person? Like, we're squishy as humans, and you still get like a bruised knuckle. Can you imagine punching metal or hard plastic? That would hurt.
Okay, I've also never punched someone. Oh, okay, a sibling. That's a different story. I have probably punched a sibling, but like a human, like outside of my siblings, no. But if I were to get into a fight with somebody, I'm definitely going straight for like a piece that I could grab and throw them down. I'm talking hair, ears, nose, their finger, and then pulling them down. That's where I'm going to go. But I feel like for a robot, there's nothing for me to grab and pull them down.
Well, at this point, no. And now this is, I mean, they're fighting on purpose. This is like UFC style, but it's robots. So to give you some context, they are 4 foot 3 inches tall.
Oh, well,
so
I've got little. A whole foot on them because I'm 5'3".
77 pounds.
I'm also on... Bring it, bro.
Right.
Bring it.
So it's robot versus robot. There's a human referee, which is kind of funny.
Okay.
To make sure that nobody's breaking the rules. They have these robots wearing protective Tutus? Headgear oh. and boxing gloves.
Okay, that's not fair.
It's weird. And they competed in 3 2-minute rounds. They could. It's basically like regular boxing. They score points for landing swings on their heads. A robot
each time.
Well, it's all robots. We're fighting robots.
Oh, I thought it was robot via human.
No, not yet. But I feel like we're on our way. Now these robots were being like controlled with a remote control by a human. So I am happy to know that they didn't do this with their own thoughts, but I am scared for the day that the robots just start fighting each other.
I would like to get into a match with a robot. As long as we can protect my teeth, because I'm spending a lot of money on them for braces.
Well, you can have headgear. They wear headgear.
That's fine. Then I would like to get into a match with a robot, because, again, I feel like the only problem, again, I say I just don't have a way to, like, I don't have anything to yank on them. They got cords? Do you think they got cords I could yank
on? I do believe they're cordless.
Dang it. Okay, I just got to find something to pull on and then yank him down, and I think I could do it. I think I could beat the crap out of a robot.
I would spend money on pay-per-view to watch you get whooped by a robot.
What are you putting your money on, the robot or me?
Yeah, I'm putting it on the robot.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You know the Magic School Bus, you know the van from Scooby-Doo. They all have got like iconic names, or even the Batmobile, right?
The Batmobile.
Mm-hmm. And then even you have your own vehicle that you probably have named, right? My previous vehicles have been Jesse Kansopoulos from Full House. And then even the Black Pearl from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Well, now that we have the vehicles that me and my boyfriend Neighborman share, they're technically both his vehicles. So they're not mine. They're under his name. He owns them. They're not mine. So I haven't named them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I could. He wouldn't care. But I'm kind of under a... I don't know. I kind of want to go a different route and not name them after something I love.
Yeah.
I've always said the next vehicle would be Post Malone. I kind of want to go a different route. I want to name them after something like, I don't know, more of like how they act.
Okay.
For instance, the nicer car should, even though I'm saying it's nicer, should be more named of like, I don't know, Mr. Flash, because it'd be flashing lights. Like, you know.
Yes.
Service engine.
On the dashboard.
Uh-huh. Or, I don't know, low tire. Or it'd be telling me all sorts of things. I don't know, but it'd be flashing lights.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Flash.
I like that. It's like a superhero.
Exactly.
But it's not super at all. It's bad.
But it is super because it gets me somewhere and it's old reliable because it's still be trucking along.
Okay.
And then I had to take the old car today to work because he needed to take Mr. Flash to work. And that one, well, I'd like to call Putt-Putt or Mr. Putt-Putt because, well, I don't know what's wrong with this car. I know Neighbor Man knows. It's too smart for me. But when I take it down the interstate and then you have to go a little bit faster, it'd be putt-putting. Oh, you can hear it and it's like putt-putting. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but it's putt-putting. Oh. You have to like gas a little bit and then it's like, and then I'm like, oh, got to let go of the gas a little bit because it's putt-putting. And then
not great.
So that's what I would name the car. This is Putt-Putt and Mr. Flash.
I like that. I think you have inspired me because I remember we went through this mm-hmm. with my car. I couldn't think of a name. I think I would have to play off the fact that she's always dirty because I have a black car and I've never had one. God, they get dirty so fast. Mm-hmm. So I think I almost would lean into like a drag queen name. You know how they're always like very creative. So I think I would do like Anita Bath.
I like that.
Anita
way too
Bath.
Much. I like that way too much. They are very creative with their names.
Something like that. Maybe something with Dusty. I don't know. I got to keep thinking on that.
No, I like Anita Bath way too well. I feel like that. Can you make that your driver's license or your license plate?
Grease Witherspoon. There it is. It's so funny. Over the long holiday weekend, I stumbled on this guy on TikTok who was like, oh my gosh, you should never apologize by bringing flowers home. You should bring them home randomly so that they're a happy surprise always. It's not like you trying to make up for your mess ups. And I was like, okay, that's kind of like good thinking, but I'm not really a flowers girl. I've figured out what it is that is true love to me, and that is coming home to a vacuumed house without asking.
Ooh, that would be nice.
I got home yesterday. Curly, my boyfriend, had taken a half day, and I didn't even ask him to vacuum. Normally, we kind of like switch off on the weekends. That's a Sunday project. It was a long holiday weekend. We were relaxing. We were mm-hmm. grilling. We did not clean the house. But I wasn't going to ask him to do it. But I got home yesterday and I looked down and I'm like, wait a minute. Something's not right here. There's no litter on the floor. There's nothing. It is spotless in here. And he comes up and he goes, I vacuumed today. I was really productive. And I'm like, I don't care about flowers. This is true love to me.
You know, but flowers is nice.
No.
But I will say, it's fun. That is nice too. But something kind of like that happened to me this morning. There has been dishes piling up in the sink a little mm-hmm. bit. And I thought to myself, oh, I need to tell my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, on your lunch break today, could you take care of that? Mm-hmm. But before I even got to it, I came downstairs to him already unloading the mm-hmm. dishwasher and taking care of the dishes in the sink. And I was like, oh, I was actually going to ask you to take care of that on your lunch break today. And he goes, I'm 5 steps ahead of you. And I'm like, that is so nice.
I want you to be reading my mind.
That is love. Reading my mind. Get in there and read it.
Good luck, also.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I never know what I'm talking about, and today is no different. There are fluffies everywhere out there.
It makes it look like it's snowing.
That's what I thought at first. I don't know what it is. It's not pollen, although I think Curly, my boyfriend, tried to convince me it's just pollen. Pollen is like microscopic.
You know what? Again, this is what I get for having a nature boyfriend. Neighbor Man did tell me what it was.
Cottonwood?
I think it was something like that. I don't know. It went in one ear, out the other.
They're little.
When he talks nature to me, it's not dirty. It's just it goes in one ear, out the other.
Okay, like, well, can you find out? Because I'd like
I don't,
to know.
Do you want me to text him? I don't remember what he said.
Well, no, I don't need to know immediately, but I'd like to know what it is I'm looking at out there. The little fluffies.
He said it. I just wasn't listening. I was like, mm-hmm, sounds great, honey.
See, you could be helpful in this segment.
Because the problem was, when he said it, I was like, you know what? This would be really cool to kiss in.
The fluffies?
Yeah, it's like kissing in the snow.
Well,
you know? Let's make a Hallmark movie out of it.
Oh.
That's my first thought. It's kind of romantic.
Yeah, there's not a lot of summer Hallmark movies, to my knowledge.
See? That's the problem.
Kissing in the fluffies.
They don't make Midwest Hallmark.
You know what? I will say you kind of have a point there. You kind of ate with that.
Thank you.
Call Hallmark.
Hallmark, call me where we could be kissing with whatever's fluffing out there. And I don't know. It just
Summer
looks like
of
snow.
Fluffies.
Summer of Wait, I like
That's
that.
That's a nice name.
Can I star in it?
Well.
Probably not.
Maybe.
My acting's not on par.
No, I could have told you that, but you can call them. There's an opportunity that has landed in front of us, and that is the chance to audition for the Golden Voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band, which, you know, if you've been to any Iowa game, that's a voice that you would recognize from anywhere. Mm-hmm. For the last several years, it's been Lou Christ, and they're working on getting the next person ready to go for when he's finished up. So I immediately was like, well, I think Destiny should just try. Why not? You're loud.
You can only fail if you try. Did I make that up or has somebody
I don't
actually
know,
said
but
that?
It sounded good, so don't Thank say you. Anymore. Stop while you're ahead. So I went ahead and took the liberty of looking into what exactly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you already applied for me.
No, I did not. But because this is a recorded program, I will be able to after the fact.
Nice.
You have to send in recordings. Obviously, okay. You're the voice. You're the Golden Voice. You got to send in recordings. So obviously, your resume, which I think you're ahead because you're a radio person. Then you have to record the pregame script. Luckily for you, this is a classic script that has been the same for years and years and years. Now, I literally just told you that you're going to read this, so it's going to be a bit of a cold read.
Thanks.
But I do think that you should get a little practice run in your best announcer
there's
voice.
There's names on here. I'm so going to butcher
well,
this.
Well, go as far as you want, I guess.
Okay. I'm sorry if I offend anybody by saying your name's wrong. Okay, so you just want me to read this? Now, do you want me to read this as if I was the voice?
Well, yeah, because okay. I think you have to be drama. Or how you think the voice would sound if you did it.
Okay, this is already a lot of pressure. I'm too nervous. I feel like I want to hear myself. Okay. Good afternoon, Hawkeye fans!
I'm scared already. I am scared.
I feel like this person can't laugh and I'm already laughing.
No, right? You just lost the job, but keep going. Okay.
I heard myself and I want to laugh at myself. That's the problem.
It was one sentence. Continue on. The show must go on. You were a performer. My God.
I'm sorry. I can't. I heard myself and I want to laugh at her. Okay. Good afternoon, Hawkeye fans. It's a beautiful Saturday here in historic Kinnick State. Why am I yelling?
I don't know. You also sound a little out of breath. I don't know why.
I didn't get to practice this. It's a beautiful Saturday here in historic Kinnick Stadium. Now, please take a look at Hawk Vision. What is Hawk Vision?
The screens. The big screens. Didn't you have season tickets for like years?
I did. Now, please take a look at Hawk Vision as the 145th edition of the Hawkeye Marching Band takes the field.
Okay, now this is the big line. You got to get it right.
Why? What?
Read
why?
The next
what
line.
What do I know? What do you know?
This is iconic.
Oh. Hawkeye fans, it's time to get ready for the boom. Why? What did I do wrong there?
I didn't love it.
Okay, but then give me some critiques. What do I need to fix
about
the boom?
Well, when Lou does it.
Okay, then tell me what does he do?
He goes.
Is it boom?
It's time to get ready for the boom. The boom.
The boom. Okay, are you auditioning
no.
or is it me?
That's the only one that I want to say.
Is it going to be those girls in the afternoon doing? Okay, how does he do it? Tell me one more time.
The boom!
Okay, that I feel like it could be more dramatic.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hawkeye fans, it's time to get ready for the boom! You still hate that. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Why do you sound like a pirate?
Wait, why can't he be like, boom! Yeah, it's got to sound bombs coming, you know what I'm
and
saying?
Like an explosion and actual...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, like, try one more time. Really explode.
Hawkeye fans, it's time to get ready for the boom!
Ooh, yuck! So I'm putting Destiny to the test, because I saw that the Hawkeye Marching Band is doing their audition process for the next Golden Voice. AKA, when you're in Kinnick Stadium, you've heard Lou's voice for the last years, and you know how he says, it's time to get ready for the boom.
Mm-hmm.
They need somebody new to get ready to go for when Lou is finished up. So I thought, well, Destiny should give it a try. You're in radio. You're loud.
Yes.
You like to be the center of attention.
I do. I want to be famous one day.
So I just had you read through the part of the pregame script, and honestly, it was diabolical.
She hated it. She hated it so much. Well, then I turned around, and I noticed that Ryan was in the building. And you know what's funny is that I had Street Teamer Ryan, weekend on air host as well. I have told him countless of times that he reminds me a lot of Lou. Have I not, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Every time I have an air check, she's telling me I sound like a stadium announcer.
I do. So I'm like, okay, how about I see if Ryan is competition? And if you are, I need you to leave this room because I'm going to get so mad.
No, this, you know what this is? This is to light a fire under your butt to show you that there are, you got to get it together.
So I gave Ryan the script. We're going to see if he's better than me.
Yeah, so I get to do all the things you tell me not to do today, and so that's really exciting.
And also, literally was handed this 2 seconds ago, so good luck.
All right, I'm about to bury you. All right, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Hawkeye fans. It's a beautiful Saturday here in historic Kinnick Stadium. Now please look to the Hawk Vision as the 145th edition of the Hawkeye Marching Band takes the field. Hawkeye fans, it's time to get ready for the boom!
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, see, it comes naturally to me, and that's why I have to turn it off every time I'm on the radio. You know, it's just a little switch.
What do you think about?
No, do not tell him to apply. Do not tell him to apply.
No, I'm asking, what do you think? When you're like in announcer mode, do you think about stadium hot dogs?
Ooh, yeah. Corn dogs, Miller Lights, yeah, that
is
kind
that
of
what you
stuff.
Were thinking okay. about the whole time?
Yes, oh. Yes.
Try that, I guess, next time. There are open auditions being held for the next Golden Voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band, and I selfishly think Destiny should give it a try.
It would be great representation for our show.
Yes, it would. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. So I looked into all of the different parts of submitting your application. Part one was reading the pregame script, which is iconic. So you have a lot to live up to. You did that. There's some work to be done, to say the least. Part two, though, we're going to move on because I think you could take that script home and practice it maybe in the shower. If you didn't know, the voice is responsible for writing the halftime show script.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. So
I just figured the band director wrote it.
So they choose the theme. Dr. Eric Bush is the director of bands. and so your job is to kind of tell the story. You have a short little intro. Mm-hmm. You have little moments in between each song. You introduce the Iowa dance team. So the point is to be on theme, to be short, and to kind of make all of the songs flow really well, which I feel like you're a storyteller. You could make something happen.
When I was in marching band in high school.
Yeah, you know the vibe.
And from what I can remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty positive our band director wrote all of the stuff in between.
Probably.
All the talking in between.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, and we had some really cool themes too. So I feel like I could do this, but I'm not as creative as you think I am.
Well, they luckily, on their application, they give you a pretend theme to write, and then you have to record yourself doing kind of like a halftime script. The theme that you have is Guitar Heroes.
Well, we never did this in high school.
So
I'm doomed.
You got to brainstorm, and luckily it doesn't have to be long, at least.
Okay. Can I cheat?
Good. We're 10 minutes in and you already want to cheat.
No, I'm... You, what I like to call in this world, using your resources.
Okay, so cheating.
Can I use ChatGPT?
Ooh. You know what? They actually don't have anything saying not to. I can't say
they had no idea I was coming for them.
Right. I can't say that it's not frowned upon, but you do you to get yourself started.
Because I'm totally manifesting, I'm getting
confident.
This job. Uh-huh. When I get this job, I will be using ChatGPT every single time to write the script.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm gonna use it to write the script.
So, Guitar Heroes.
And what I would tell her is think funny and quirky because that's who I am. Mm. Think nostalgia because that's a nostalgic like game. Mm-hmm. Maybe red and green because that was the colors of the thing, right? Red, green, red,
blue.
Green. Blue, yeah.
Also yellow.
Okay.
I'm stuck on the buttons.
Are you trying to take this job from me?
No, I'm just trying to give you some ideas.
Okay.
So, you have to write something. Well, you're going to write something into ChatGPT.
Absolutely.
And give us a little taste of it.
And ChatGPT will get it done in like 20 seconds, so this isn't going to take long.
Okay, so we'll be back with that, I suppose. Remember me when you're famous, I guess, if this all works out.
I'll bring you along to every award ceremony.
Okay, so if you're just tuning into the program today,
Destiny, I'm going to be famous.
Is going to be more famous than she's ever thought. Maybe. She wants to try maybe to audition for the Hawkeye Marching Band. They're looking for the next golden voice. Right now it's Lou Christ. You know that man when he says it's time to get ready for the boom. It's iconic. So to replace that, you also have to be iconic. One part of the audition process is to write what you could use for a halftime show. They give you a theme. It's your job to intro it, be on theme, and kind of tell a story in between each song. The theme, Guitar Heroes. You cheated? Are you ready?
Yes. I cheated by using ChatGPT because I'm not smart enough, and ChatGPT is my best friend.
Okay.
And that's what I would do, honestly, for every single one.
Right.
It's
not explicitly said you can't.
See?
But I can't say that they'd be excited about it.
Using your resources.
Sure. Okay. Are you ready to give us you got to do it in your voice.
You want my regular schmegler voice or do you want
it in
your
announcer voice?
Okay. That's what I thought, Queen. I'll get you a job.
Get to it.
You can't look at me. I don't know that anyone looks at him. Okay.
Well, you're right. He is up in the press box. We can't see him.
See? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to rock out with the Hawkeye Marching Band. Remember those late night battles, strumming air guitars, and pretending to be the rock star? Well, tonight, we're bringing those memories to life. No plastic guitars are required. Now, there's going to be band playing high energy rock medley. That's not in my script. I'm just telling you the band's going to play a high energy rock medley. Like this. It would sound like that, you know? This would be the band. It wouldn't have a singer, obviously. It just would be the band. No singer, you know?
Right, yeah.
Unless they just were to randomly get a singer.
Well, it is the Hawkeye Marching Band.
Okay, yeah, got it. Yeah. Now, back to me reading the script. So grab your invisible guitars, channel your inner rock star, and let's make some noise, because this isn't just a halftime show. It's a Guitar Hero comeback tour. What do you think?
I'm absolutely terrified. Why? Okay, question.
What?
Where did the come from at the end?
I just feel like you kind of have to sound rough and tough.
I feel like you're making a proclamation, like, hear ye, hear ye. Or
don't you think you have to sound rough and tough?
For like a rodeo or a monster truck.
This is the Hawkeye Marching Band. You can't just be
it's
a regular schmegler.
Okay,
and I can't just be a girly girl. Like, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to rock out with the Hawkeye Marching Band. Like, no, that is disrespectful to them. I gotta have like, oof, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what they deserve.
Yeah.
I gotta be rough and tough. Because you know much, you know, bunch of work they gotta put in? They need some respect to their name.
Maybe you should record that and send it. That was good.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Most of the time, when I think about like guys broing out, I'm like, ugh, yeah, ick. That gives me the ick. Like, talking about beer and scratching body parts.
Oh,
and
my God.
What do guys do? I don't know. But it gives me the yuck thinking about it. But there is a trend that's going viral that is so sweet that involves guys growing out, okay? It's very simple. And you can go home tonight to your guy and ask him to try it out for himself. Guys are filming themselves calling their buddies up at night and just telling them good night.
Like their other bro, like their best friend bros.
Yeah, exactly. They'll
just
call
saying good night.
Yeah, I've seen phone calls. I've seen some people do like FaceTime calls, and they the guy will answer and be like, hey, what's up, bro? Hey, man, what's going on? And he'll be like, oh, nothing much. I just wanted to wish you a good night. I wanted to tell you good night. And most of the time, the friend is like, man, that's really nice. That actually means a lot to me. Because guys don't do that. Girls, we can't do that because then it turns into a 3-hour phone call about what Stacy did at work and what, you know, Jenna did at the coffee shop. We don't do that because we just chit chat too much as is, uh-huh, as girls. So guys don't really do that. And seeing these videos of guys getting told like, hey, have a good night, is the biggest green flag ever. And I feel like they should start doing it more often for each other.
So it's just like, what is the other, the guy who's being told goodnight, what's mostly their reactions?
They're confused. And then they're like, hey, it's nice to know you were thinking about me.
Oh.
They're like, they're like happy about it. They're like, oh, that was really, like, it means something to them.
Hmm.
I saw Jake Paul, of all people, call Machine Gun Kelly and say,
oh, I didn't know he was friends with Machine Gun Kelly.
I didn't
Kelly.
Either.
That's news to me.
He FaceTimed him and was like, hey, I just wanted to say goodnight. And Machine Gun Kelly, I thought he was going to cry. He was like, you know what, man? That actually just made my day. And then he hung up the phone and was like, I feel horrible because this was supposed to be a prank and it meant so much to him.
Wow.
Guys just need to be wishing each other goodnight.
Well, now I kind of want to do it, but the problem is, I don't think the other person would talk too much. It's me. I'd be like, oh, I just wanted to call you and say goodnight. But then I'd be like, no, but actually, while I have you. I've been wanting to tell you this for a while. Have you heard? Or, you know. Because even like yesterday, I just called you to tell you one thing and then I was yapping your ear off.
No, yeah. See, you are not invited to
this. That's why I think half the times you don't answer my phone. And then I ask you the next day, I'm like, hey, did you know I called you? And you're like, oh, I didn't see it. I'm like, she's lying. She is so lying.
No, you're not invited to the trend.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Trying to find a closet to hide my crap in and hide all the prescription pills that I have.
I have so many questions about that.
And all the underwear. Because every time you have a guest come, that's what you do. You're like, hide everything. Make it look like we don't actually live here.
Oh,
that's just me.
No, that is adulting. And you know you're really adulting when you really care what people think about what your home looks like.
And then you light every candle you possibly can because you also don't want them to smell anything.
Right.
Because we have 4 pets. And God forbid it actually smells like pets live there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'll be doing for the next, month. Because I got a text last night. My parents are coming back home. They moved to Texas back in 2020. And they only come back to Iowa once a year, and that's usually in July.
This is my favorite part of this, is that you acted like you didn't know it was coming. You're literally like, yeah, so they come back every year, and it's normally July, but oh my God, I got a text last night, and they're coming in July.
They're coming in July, baby, and I had no idea, so I'm just now taking time off, and I'm got to get planned for this. So now my whole life's turned upside down, because like even when I got that text last night, I'm like, looking at my boyfriend, neighbor man, I'm like, oh, we're not prepared for this. We are not prepared for war. It is war, baby.
Oh my God.
Okay, because I am like any of those like pretend, you've seen those like pretend TikToks of moms that are like, family's coming over, we're not prepared. I'm like that, but like it's legit though for me. Okay, it is war when I know family or somebody's coming over. I don't think he's prepared for this because our house is not ready. We just moved in. It's been a month. There's still boxes everywhere.
I like the self-realization as I'm watching you talk this through. Like, wait a minute. It has been at least 4 weeks.
I was like, oh, you give us the benefit of the doubt. Like, it hasn't even been a month. And I go, no, unfortunately, it's been over a month. Because it was like April 13th.
Right.
And we still got boxes everywhere of crap. And we have not gotten the crap out of the boxes.
Oh, and I believe this because I know that you don't have any televisions and you've been watching TV on your iPad.
Uh-huh.
So it's that, it's,
and you know what?
That
and we're 100% our own faults to blame. Because what am I doing on the weekends? I'm going to like Renaissance fairs and, you know, going to see movies.
Right.
I'm not taking crap out of boxes like I'm supposed to be doing.
I do not know how you're living like that.
So we need to get our lives together. The downstairs is actually all set in stone. We're good in the basement. We're good on the main level. It is the upstairs that it's a war zone. Okay. The primary bedroom is good. It's the guest bedroom, and it is the like gaming room kind of office that it, and honestly, you can't even walk in. There's boxes everywhere, clothes everywhere. We got to get that ready. Because, like, what if my parents want to come stay with us? We got a new house.
Well, yeah, I can tell you immediately they're going to want to see the house. You just bought the house.
I know, Taylor, and I don't want to show it off, right? Like, this is a really cool investment, a really cool, like, you know, journey in our life. I can't have them seeing boxes everywhere and bras everywhere, panties on the ground. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you have a little leeway because it's like, I don't think anybody expects you to have it like fully furnished, fully decorated.
Our bras should be put away.
But like,
my bras.
The undies on the Xbox, there is questions to be answered.
Okay, why would there be undies on the
That's what Xbox? You just said. There's undies all over the gaming room.
I'm one of those people that absolutely stresses when somebody comes over to your house. I'm like, oh my God. Everything has to be spotless. That's my biggest problem because I'm like, they're judging me.
Dude, adults are very judgy, especially when it comes to other people's homes. They're like, oh, it smells a little weird. Ooh, did you see the scum on the baseboard?
Ugh, did you see they had one dish in the sink? God, they live there. Like, that's why I stress way too much.
Yeah, because we all act like we live perfect lives at home when we don't.
Right? Now, my parents are coming back home to Iowa for like a week in July. And they're not like that at all. But of course, I still overthink everything.
Right. Well, you want to impress them.
You want to impress your parents, right? You want them to think that you know how to adult.
Like, you know, we did something right. She wipes the counters. It's the little things.
I actually know how, I know how to do chores now. All those years you yelled at me to not, that I like didn't know how to do chores.
Paid off.
It paid off. I do those now. Mm-hmm. I don't just sit around and TikTok.
Believe it or not. Well, I do that too, but.
But I don't want them to think that okay.
Yeah, right. There's balance.
So I'm stressing a lot about it. And again, I know they're not going to judge, but I'm like, okay, they're going to come over to see this new house. We got no decor on the wall. So I'm like, we got to get it up. I got to like impress, you know, I want it to look cool. I need to go shopping.
Maybe unpack the boxes before worrying about the decor.
And then I'm like, okay, it'd be really cool if they stayed with us. You know, we've got an extra bedroom, finally.
Mm-hmm.
They can't sleep on the floor.
Oh, you don't have a bed.
Well, we have an aired up mattress. That would be really mean.
That's cruel.
Because, I mean, or we could sleep on it, but I'm not doing that.
You would have to.
Because I know, what?
That's the polite thing to do. Your parents are older than you. You have to offer that, okay, you guys can have the bed and we'll take the air mattress.
The thing. I know this aired up mattress and I know by halfway through the night it ends up deflating.
Okay, not going to work then for either of you.
So I think, I told Neighborman, my boyfriend, that I think we're going to have to go out and buy a mattress, which he's all for. He has been wanting to buy a whole new bed frame for a while now. And he keeps trying to convince me into it. So he's like, he's seeing this as a silver lining. He's like, oh my God, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take our bed. We're going to move that to the guest bedroom and we're going to get ourselves
upgrade
a new bed.
Yeah.
And a new bed frame. He's so excited and I'm not looking forward to it because that means money.
Yeah, it'll be really expensive. Although I will say he is smart for thinking of it as an upgrade because now you can go out and decide, oh, what, like, is our perfect mattress? Because is the one that you're sleeping on now, is that yours or
I
is
swear
it
to God, no, it's his. I swear to God, I can feel the springs.
Okay, so why are you whining? You can go get a new one.
You know what I want?
One.
I want to get real expensive. I want the kind where I could pick how firm or how soft it is. I want little buttons.
Like a hospital bed? That sits you up?
Yeah, and it goes, and then I can press a button and then a nurse comes. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Your parents would be so impressed.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Yes, I am.
We got Budge now.
They gave us money. We got new stuff.
And we blew it all on a Let's Get Quizzical theme song.
Yes, we did.
Nice.
Hey, tonight's theme, touching, baby. And then we, again, blew it all on the theme song for Let's Get Quizzical. I couldn't finish Sweet Caroline.
That's all we could afford was that 10 seconds.
Tonight's trivia question about touching. The average person touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
The average person touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it. What is it?
I wonder if we'll all realize it once we know the answer.
I know. Now that I, after I reveal the answer coming up in like, a few minutes, I'm going to be like overthinking it.
Yeah, for sure.
Even when people guess too, I'm going to be like, oh,
do
crap.
Do I do that?
Do I do that?
Oh, we'll see.
We're all going to be paranoid now.
Great. That's what Let's Get Quizzical is all about. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's theme for Let's Get Quizzical. It's about touch, which we know all too well. Touching.
God, I don't like that you said we know all too well. Speak for yourself.
I like to touch.
I like to be
not touched.
Not touched.
Respectfully. She's like, get away.
Don't speak for me. Nope.
Sorry, my number one love language is physical touch.
Got
so
it.
I shouldn't speak.
Didn't need to say that. We know.
Something we didn't need everyone to know about. Anyways, tonight's trivia question. The average person touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Amy said your face.
Oh my God, I bet that.
Yeah, I try not to.
I know, because your hands are oily.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm touching my face right now.
Well, and I hate when other people touch my face. Like, my boyfriend comes to touch my face and I have makeup on, I'm like, stop it. It feels gross.
Don't.
I'm getting acne as we're speaking. Don't touch my face.
I feel a pimple coming on.
But I'm sure I do it without realizing it.
99.23 says your hair. I touch my hair like you would not believe.
I also do that. I can't help it.
Everybody gives me crap here in the studio. Because they can see my hair everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. I touch it constantly because it's like a nervous tick of mine.
No, 100%.
But then I'm like, why is my hair so greasy so fast? Well, because I can't stop touching it. That's probably why.
My hair is my fidget spinner.
It really is. Can't help it.
Uh-huh.
3820 said, your phone. Do you ever do that? You like pick up your phone and then you look at it and you're like, why did I pick this up? That's really sad.
I just pick it up sometimes as like, again, like a nervous tick.
Yeah.
You know, I just like pick it up and I'm like, I just need to touch it. I didn't need to look at it. I just wanted to touch it. Or like what I was doing a lot at the Renaissance Fair this weekend is I kept not just like my phone, but I kept looking at my Apple Watch. I knew what time it was. I checked. It was 3:28, 2 minutes ago. Why are you looking again? Nothing's changed.
Because it's there. I don't know.
Like, why did I keep looking at it?
It's embarrassing. I'd be opening my phone. I'm like, I really thought I was doing something, but I don't remember why I grabbed my phone.
No one's texting you.
No, zero notifications at all times.
Tonight's trivia question, and the theme is touch. The question is, the average person touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we'll have the answer coming up for you after Tate McRae.
Dude, if it really is your phone, think about it. Somebody else uses your phone. Kylie had to use my phone today to read an email to our boss.
Yeah.
Like, she just touched my phone. You know what I mean? Think about it. If the answer is phone, I'm not saying it is, but what if it is? I touch that, like, 5 times an hour. She's touching my nasty, like, gross germs.
Are you doing nasty things?
No, I don't know.
It's not like you're making yourself sound nasty.
What are you admitting right now?
I wipe my phone down. I wash my hands.
No, you know what? I did sanitize it right after. It was for me, not for her.
Okay, right.
The trivia question tonight, which is talking about touch. You know what? A lot of songs got the word touch in it.
They do.
Oh, you didn't even get to it. Every time we touch, there's still more songs out there.
Unfortunately, we must put an end to it at some point.
Oh, I was like, should we do a whole theme this week?
No. Okay. I'm okay.
All right, she wants me to get to the answer already. Tonight's trivia question. The average person touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The average person touches their nose 5 times an hour without realizing it. Do we want to talk about what happened earlier?
Let's tell what happened behind the scenes. Most nights, 10 seconds before Let's Get Quizzical is supposed to happen, and Destiny gets her life together, she's like, hey, what do you think about this trivia question?
She's not wrong, by the way.
No, I'm not even exaggerating. 10 seconds before. She's like, hey, what do you think about this trivia question? I'll guess and see if it's, like, super easy or if it's
a pretty good question.
Tricky.
Yeah.
So she asked me this question, and as she's saying, touches this 5 times an hour without realizing it, she's rubbing her nose. I'm like, I don't know your nose. And she's like, oh, how did you know?
Is that too easy of a question?
Like, well, because you just did it when you were talking to me. You gave it away.
I didn't know I do that. I really, after she guessed nose, I go, wait a minute. I think I touch my nose a lot. My nose itches a lot.
This is why we're not in the television business.
Yeah, because I'd be itching my nose. People would be thinking I'd be like up there getting the boogers.
Yeah, I'd be the nose picker.
I want to make it clear, I don't pick my nose, and I definitely don't eat my boogers.
You know what that is? Sounds like somebody who does it would say.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're not fooling me.
So Neighborman bought a ton of crap from the internet.
As we do.
Which is funny, because you're like, oh, okay, this could go one way. Is it actual crap, or is it good crap, right? No, it's good stuff. But it's stuff I want to wear.
Welcome to my world.
Here's the thing. It's, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's, I think it's pronounced Fallen Raven. I don't know. It's like an outdoor brand stuff. It's got all sorts of different things. They've got hats. They've got t-shirts. They've got pants.
It's like Patagonia, kind of.
Exactly.
And expensive, like Patagonia.
Oh my God, it's stupid expensive. So that's why I let him buy it, because I'm not spending my money on that. But he got tons of stuff from there. And I love wearing their stuff when it's his.
Right.
So he bought a ton of their stuff because they had a sale over the weekend. And it came in, and I'm like, ooh, I like that. Can I wear that? He goes, yeah. Yeah, you can wear that. Very excited. I go, ooh, okay, I like that too. Can I wear that? Yeah. Yeah, you can. How about that one? He goes, yep. At this point, I was almost like, I did really, truly want to wear everything I saw, but I was starting to test him to see when he would have ever say no. There was one pair of shorts that it did. Like, if I wore these, it would be very clear I was wearing men's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I wear those? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, okay, this is... it is so clear I'm a middle child. Because if I bought... let's say the same amount of crap from this brand, and you asked to wear this, I'd be like, no, because I can't share. I think it's because I'm a middle child. I don't know how he's so willing to share. I can't, like, if he were to ask to borrow my clothes or to share food with me, I don't know how I could be nice about it.
Oh, I love to share, and I love to test.
Are
how
you a
far...
middle child?
Yeah, I am.
Maybe it's just me.
I think it's a you problem. Because I was testing Curly the other day, my boyfriend. I found some like shorty athletic shorts at the thrift store, clearly for me. But I asked him, like, oh my gosh, what if you mowed in these? And he was like, give them to me. I'll try them on. I'm like,
did he mow in them?
No, but he was seriously like wanted to. I had to tell him to take them off because I was like, we're going to be those neighbors that people are like, why is he wearing
why
that?
Why do I not want to share?
You're selfish. I don't know.
I thought it was a middle child thing.
You can tell yourself that.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.